I am biased with my own money. You're biased with your own money. Having a third party that can stand top of the laws, right? That's a massive deal. But the art form, to your point, is do they understand you and what makes you tick and what you're striving for and shares ideas with you about all these planning topics?
It's often the little things, small behaviors that can change our lives. That's the power of a financial edge. I'm Ed Meek. I'm a financial advisor with a passion to help you retire early, save more, and live better. Welcome to Ed's Edge, the podcast to help you live the life you've always wanted.
All right. This is like fantasy land in the beginning here. Okay?
All right.
Let's pretend I'm like crazy rich, like billionaire, multi-billions. Okay. And
I'm listening.
I want to build like the ultimate mansion.
All right. I like this.
You know, I mean, in this mansion, it's got everything, right? All the kids, the grandkids, they got all their own rooms. It's just got crazy space. It's got a pickleball court.
Of course it does.
Now, if I build this ultimate mansion, I mean, I'm in the financial world, right? So I can't like do it myself.
Uh-huh.
So what I have found that exists today is a profession called a master contractor.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this before?
Heard of it. Yes.
Yeah.
No,
I've heard of contractors.
No. Sure.
Right. Like we have a contractor. He literally has like helped us. He's awesome.
Coordinates it all.
You know, and he's helped us here in the building. His name's Carlos and he's incredible at, you know, doing some stuff on his own and bringing in subcontractors and all that. Well, the master contractor, here are all the things that they do. Their responsibilities are they manage the entire project to like build it. They manage all the subcontractors. They do all the quality control, make sure this is like the best built, you know, mansion. They communicate with all the contractors, with everybody, the architects, with us, you know, me building it. And they do all types of projects. They do the new construction in the beginning and the ongoing because when you have a mansion, there's always something going on. And these specialized projects, because sometimes, you know, I might want to knock out a wall. I might want to do various things. And so the master contractor is someone you really need to lean on if you want to make sure you have like the best kind of mansion, which is what I want to do. They have to have a lot of experience, licensing and all that. Why am I bringing this up? Why am I even? It's because you know why, right?
Yeah.
It's because we believe that that's what you need when you hire a financial advisor.
Yeah. You need someone who can really take control of a lot of areas of your financial life. And so what we want to do today is talk about what we believe a financial advisor should do for you. And let's dig right in. So the first topic that many of you are very familiar with is the investment planning side of things within the financial world. Think about a mansion, the foundation of the mansion, right? And so stocks, bonds, sometimes alternatives, those items are going to make sure that it's solid and stable. And regardless of the market environment, these investments can hold up well with a solid foundation. And so a financial advisor, this should come by no surprise, should have a very good investment planning process to make sure that you as the individual has the right mix for yourself.
You know, there are other investments that are out there, but we really do believe that stocks and bonds are the foundation of your investment portfolio. And many people do own other types of things, but we don't think, from our perspective, those should be the foundation. The reason is because if you have a good diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds, then that will take you like the rest of the way in your retirement.
That's right. That's right. What's item number two, Ed?
Number two is tax planning. This is like the plumbing of your house. We need to make sure we don't have leaks. We need to have the best kind of plumbing that exists. So the water flows through, everything flows through. And if we have really good plumbing, then it creates a really, really efficient house. I mean, if we have leaks, like I tell people, you've heard me say this a lot in the past when it comes to other podcasts, if you don't get this tax thing right, like you might have to retire a couple of few years longer. Or if you do get it right, sometimes we have people who come in and we're like, if you do this, if you change this, implement this, if you start setting up your investments in certain locations, it's going to create more efficiency. If you're able to convert in certain years for Roth conversions, it's going to save you a lot of money in the long run. If you do different other types of things like tax loss harvesting or take advantage of health savings accounts, 529 accounts, there's just so many different ways of tax planning, but that plumbing is super helpful.
Yeah. And you know, a common question or common answer I'll get from people is, well, I have a CPA, they help me with some tax planning, and they might, but let's be clear. There's a difference between tax preparation, which is a snapshot in time of just filing those numbers for that given year, and tax planning, which is planning for the future. You know, if you're 65 years old or and you've got 30 years of runway, we got to allocate, what is your taxes situation going to be? Are you going to have enough flexibility when you're 75, when you're 85? How do we set up ourselves today from the tax side of things for the future? Not just filing it and optimizing one given year.
And when we're talking about a mansion, that, you know, in my mansion, I'm going to make some changes along the way. So what we did was we actually at our house, so this is a true story, we changed things around. We fixed and opened up our house about 5 years ago, and Carlos had to come in and had to redo some of the plumbing in order to make the house work.
Yeah.
And now the house is way more efficient. It's because we changed our mind on a couple of things. We wanted to do a couple of things. That's going to happen in retirement. And so whatever you're going to do with tax planning right away, we're going to have to tweak it probably along the way.
Yeah, rules change as well. Tax laws, yeah, certainly. Right. So item number three is insurance planning. Insurance planning is, you know, we attribute that to the roof of your mansion, making sure you have a roof. When it's sunny out, you feel like, I don't need this roof. This is great. What if it starts raining? What if it starts snowing, right? God forbid, hailing. Those things is when you need to have your insurance in place. And it all depends on your situation as to what type of insurance. But examples are, of course, life insurance, you know, long-term care insurance, disability insurance, healthcare in general insurance, making sure that in the event of a catastrophe, your assets are not at risk. You know, one of the most common things we've talked about before is an umbrella insurance policy, low risk, high consequence event that we talk about with our clients. And you want to make sure the advisor that you talk to is well versed in these areas, because that foundation, that plumbing could be in good order. But if something is not protected,
yeah,
and an event happens,
poof, there goes. You could lose a big chunk, change your whole retirement plan if you do not have the right kind of insurance in place. And that's why, like, umbrella insurance, you know, I know we say it ad nauseum, but we think almost everybody should have one of those. And we do believe a lot of people should have long-term care insurance. As time's gone on, I mean, and this is something that I've changed my mind on over the years. Early on, I wasn't as convicted. I thought some people should, but we have seen so many people struggle and have their overall retirement plan blown up because of the fly in the ointment when people get sick and they need the care costs so much money. You know, really getting this insurance planning taken care of in all areas is super important.
I can't tell you how many times people that obtain these insurance policies in various forms, they breathe better. I just feel a different personality in them because the peace is there. Okay, I've accounted for every possible catastrophe that is common out there. So important topic that an advisor should cover for you.
Yeah. The fourth one, estate planning. Now, that's like the blueprint. This is what we use to kind of make sure your estate while you're alive is all in good order. And also, if something or when something happens to you, what you're going to do. And a variety of different things that we need to take into account when we look at estate planning is gifting, you know, while you're alive, gifting to people while you're alive. I mean, if you accumulate, which we see sometimes, people accumulate more than they're going to ever spend. And we sometimes encourage them, assuming the people they want to give it to, their children, their grandchildren, they're responsible with it. You can help them a lot more while they're growing, right? While they're in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And then gifting later on. Like sometimes, for example, in our situation, while our kids are younger, We don't necessarily want them, if we all of a sudden pass quickly, we don't want them to get all of the money. So we have things set up where we're going to gift to them a certain way. We have a desire to gift to certain charities. Now, when you want to gift to charities, when you want to gift to individuals, there are certain ways that you can put these together that can save a tremendous amount of money on income tax and gift tax and still take care of everybody you want to take care of. It's not simple and clean and easy. You need to make sure you have this plan laid out properly. Now, not everybody's going to do that, but those are some things to take into account. I mean, here's an example. We have someone that we came across recently. Her name's Tiffany, and she is an expert. She's not an attorney. She doesn't put the estate planning documents together, but she has figured out ways, not her personally, but she knows about ways that we now are helping clients do where they have really large retirement accounts. And they have a desire to maybe give some money to charities. And so we have a way to be able to avoid tremendous amount of taxes, income taxes, where the government's not going to get the money, and charities will eventually get some of the money. But because of that, the kids are going to get way more money.
Yeah. A little bit different than QCDs. For those of you that are thinking those qualified charitable distributions,
there's
certain trusts you can put in place,
right,
and you can still have some control, but avoid taxes at the same time. So we'll leave that there. But, you know, a common misconception people think about when we talk about estate planning with them is, let's just set up a plan when I die. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's a part of estate planning, but there's also things you can do while you're alive to receive some fulfillment that falls under that estate planning bucket. You know, powers of attorneys is a big deal too. If nothing's in place, it's a big problem.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's that blueprint.
All the players that you want involved to help you with that. And you're going to change them because it might be your brother and then you get older and you might want someone else. And so it's just an important thing to, so the blueprint, you don't need to tweak and change all the time when you're building a mansion or fixing it, but you want to revisit it from time to time.
Yeah, that's right. Last but certainly not least is retirement planning. It's why a lot of clients come to us.
Yeah.
You know, and they're having that life change. Can I retire? The most common question we still receive today, which is the most important question when you're approaching retirement, is can I live the life I want to live and not worry about running out of money? Right? It's a simple question. It's a complex answer, complex analysis sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we attribute that to the four walls around this mansion that you're building at, right? Peace of mind, security, you know, some form of protection in there too. All that area, if I have a solid four walls around me and I have a game plan around that, I know I can spend this much, I can give these ways, I can live this life, and I'm going to be okay. And, you know, what else is involved with retirement planning outside of providing some income streams? Medicare, Social Security, you know, things of that nature that are very, very important to make sure you have a strategy for. Don't wait to the last minute to do those things. That's where an advisor can help.
So you get these, all of these into one place, then you have a complete house. You have a really healthy, complete house. Now, you know, my story is a mansion. It's very large. It needs continuous work. So the master contractor needs to keep working on this, right? It's something that is super important. And can you do it? Can you do this on your own? There are a lot of different things. You can learn all of the things that we've learned, but can you coordinate it in as an efficient a way as somebody who knows the art of financial planning, the art of being a great financial advisor, right?
That's right. That's right. There's the science that we just talked about, all these areas, but then there's the art form of why do we think a person would be valuable? You know, let's pretend that you know all of these items and you can do the research and you love it, right? You're still going to be a little bit biased. I am biased with my own money. You're biased with your own money. Having a third party that can stand top of the laws, right? That's a massive deal. But the art form, to your point, is do they understand you and what makes you tick and what you're striving for and shares ideas with you about all these planning topics that apply to your situation because you've missed it. That's what we think is very, very powerful.
I mean, people like you and me and other people who practice financial planning in depth, we're constantly, I mean, how often are we learning? I mean, almost every day. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the office is reading something, passing it on. There is just no way you can do it on your own. Now, you can do it on your own, but the question ultimately is, do you have the time? Do you have the desire? Do you have kind of the skill set, the aptitude? And do you have the discipline to do all of these things. And there are people out there we've come across, like I have a couple of friends that are really sharp and they love this stuff. So they kind of do that on their own, but very few people can answer yes to that question. So if you can't, then that's where you want to utilize someone who's really in-depth financial planning, a financial advisor that covers all those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to share one more piece to this because I think it's so important for those that it apply to, but you're married. You and your spouse think differently. First off, that's normal when it comes to the financial world. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, check out the podcast we did on that one.
Exactly. Exactly. How are you going to handle that conflict? She wants to pay off the mortgage. You don't, right? Because you want to make the spread. You know, talking to an objective third party to stress test a variety of things, I think becomes very powerful. And again, provides that peace of mind that I think most of you are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really look forward to building my mansion, but I just need to make multi-billions first. So
we'll pray for that.
That's right. Well, if it happens, I'm not sure I really would build a mansion, but it sounds fun to talk about.
Absolutely. It's the game, right? It's the game that we all love. So yeah. With all that said, let's shift gears over to Ed's food for thought.
All right. I've got one here. I haven't talked to you about this. This was super cool. It's something that happened recently.
Okay.
So, as you know, James, I just recently got back from a business trip. So I went and visited some clients in Arizona. We also have, Catherine and I have some good friends that live there as well in Tucson, Arizona. And this couple was our premarital counselors. So Catherine and I met in college. We were going to a church and we had heard that it's a good idea to do what's called premarital counseling. What it does is it helps you kind of walk through these premarital counselors, have you start thinking about and talking about and discussing things. Cause we come to a marriage, with learning various things and having certain ways. And so it was awesome. This couple was great. We loved them and we stayed friends with them ever since. So, since they lived in Tucson, Catherine and I had always wanted to visit them when I was down there. So we ended up doing this. So they had us, we stayed with them one night, we went out to dinner, and the other night they wanted to do something for us. So they had brought out something. I had never done this before. Have you ever heard of something called a raclette?
I have not.
Okay.
What is a raclette?
A raclette is, it's this contraption. It's about this big. And the four of us sat around a table and the top of it was like, it was heated so you could cook all the food. And underneath were these trays that you could pull out. And what you did was they had cut up all these meats, vegetables, and they had all these sauces, and they had these little slices of bread. And what you do is you would take whatever of all the different foods and you just kind of start cooking it. Now, they had Steve, the guy there, he had made sure you stay in your quarter. You know, you don't want to like cook in somebody else's area. But we were just chatting and we were cooking along the way. And then what you do is underneath, you put the bread and you just kind of toast the bread while it's cooking. And then you make it whatever way you want. So you see someone else do it one way and then you're like, oh, that looks kind of good. I'm going to make it. And so you can, I probably ate way too much, but I probably had like 7 or 8 of these like things with, you know, meats and vegetables. It was super fun. So it's like fun thing to do with like a group of people or another couple or whatever. And so, 3 days after I got back from my trip, guess what showed up from Amazon?
Did you order it or did she order it?
She ordered it, yeah. I mean, I would have probably ordered it myself, but she did. So we are going to be doing it with the kids and the grandkids one of these days, and it'll be super fun. So I will put it in the notes. You guys can click the link, at least the one that, you know, that I saw on Amazon recently.
And full disclosure, Ed, I don't think you'll get any royalties if you buy one. So this is a completely unbiased recommendation.
I don't even know the name of the company or whatever, but
that's a good one. That's good. A little spin on the food for thought. So, well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you all next time.
Thanks. See ya. This podcast represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time, should not be relied upon as investment advice, and is not intended to predict or depict performance of any investment. Any specific recommendations or comparisons that are made as to particular securities or strategies are for illustrative purposes only and are not meant as investment advice for any viewer.